Chapter 3. Lee winced at the bright sunlight streaming from her windows. She wasn't a morning person. She was an eternal night owl. Mornings weren't happening unless there was a ton of caffeine. She brushed her teeth, washed her face, and didn't even bother brushing her hair yet. Instead, she headed to the kitchen, only to realize they were out of coffee. Fuck! She grabbed her car keys and made a snap decision. Caffeine was more important than getting dressed. It was early anyway. Most people didn't get up until later in their sleepy little town. Not on weekends. Driving down to the main street, she parked in front of Ginger's Bakery. She frowned. It used to be Buns and More. She wondered what happened. The bakery was empty. She grinned. Jackpot. She knew her townspeople were late sleepers on weekends. Oh my gosh! She heard someone squeal and blinked at the woman rushing out of the kitchen.
Lee Hale, is that you?
Ah, damn it. She wasn't ready to see people yet, even if it was a good high school friend of hers. It is. Ginger, she smiled and hugged the other woman who held her in a bear hug. So good to see you.
Girl, I'm so happy to see you. When did you get back? Oh, we have to talk. How in the world did I not know you were back? How's Kellen? Why are you here? Did you get married?
Ginger asked question after question without giving her a chance to answer. She and Lee had been pretty close in high school, but like most people, once they graduated and went their separate ways, their communication had dwindled until it stopped altogether. She still got the occasional holiday email from Ginger wishing her happy holidays.
Ginger, another customer said from behind her, how about you let her breathe and maybe she'll answer your questions?
Ginger let go of Lee and then stared at her excitedly, trying to ignore the male whose voice had interrupted Ginger's way too happy morning questioning.
You're a sight for sore eyes.
Lee closed her eyes and sighed. She wasn't interested in anything other than coffee. Why was this day not going the way it was supposed to?
Ginger, get us a pot of coffee and 2 cups. I think Lee needs caffeine to function.
Lee turned to tell the man how grateful she was he'd put it into words because she was 10 seconds from jumping over the counter and making her own damn coffee. But she stopped.